Hey Jamheads, welcome back to Shecky's Jam Band, the show where we dive deep into the groove, the improvisation, and the magic behind the best jam bands on the planet. Today we're talking about a group that perfectly walks the line between precision and chaos. A band that's as tight as Rush, but as unpredictable as Phish. We're talking about Humphreys McGee. The story of Humphreys McGee starts back in 1997 at the University of Notre Dame. Guitarist Brendan Bayliss and Joel Cummins, both from earlier campus projects, decided to team up with drummer Mike Moreau and bassist Ryan Stasek. The guys were just college friends jamming for fun, but the chemistry was instant. They started gigging around South Bend and quickly developed a reputation for their technical chops and fearless improvisation. In 2000, they released their first album, Greatest Hits Volume 3. Yes, they led with that name. Total jam band humor. They began drawing a serious cult following. By the early 2000s, the lineup solidified with Jake Sininger on guitar, Chris Myers on drums, and later Andy Farag and Ben Atkind adding percussion and rhythm texture. So what's with the name Humphreys McGee? Turns out it came from a friend's father, an actual guy named Humphrey McGee. Those quirky names stuck with a joke between the bandmates. When it came time to pick something official, they went with it. It's got that perfect blend of weirdness and originality that fits their vibe. Humphrey McGee's sound is a mashup of genres, which includes progressive rock, metal, funk, jazz, and electronica, and sometimes all in one song. They're masters at structured improvisation, meaning that they build frameworks with jams, but always leave the room to explore. Here are a few must-listen tracks if you're diving in. In the Kitchen, a crowd favorite that starts as a melodic rock tune and often stretches into an extended jam with beautiful guitar interplay. Divisions, this is classic Humphreys. Epic, multi-part, and cinematic. Their prog roots are on full display here. Another song called Puppet String, a high-energy track that always explodes live with deep improvisational grooves. 1348 is a fast-paced, intricate, and showcase of their musicianship. Bridgeless is heavy, spacey, and full of dynamic jams that can last 20 minutes or more. Now, let's talk about their jams, because Humphreys Live is where the real magic happens. They're known for their Jimmy Stewart's completely improvised sections where the band creates new music live on stage, often later developing those moments into full songs. Some of their legendary jams include Red Rocks 2016, the song Bridgeless, transitioning into All in Time, over 25 minutes of interwoven themes, perfect transitions, and tension release moments that prove their studio level precision on stage. New Year's Eve 2014, Nothing Too Fancy is the name of the song. This one spirals into electronic territory with Joel's synths building into futuristic landscapes while Jake shreds over top. Wappy Sprayberry. Any version you can listen to that song, really. The ultimate Humphreys McGee groove jam, danceable, unpredictable, and often morphs into completely new songs mid-jam. Last but not least, the song Plunger, transitioning into Puppet String as it segues from one song to the other. These transitions showcase their ability to move between time signatures and moods without missing a beat. Their fans, Humphreaks, love cataloging these jams like deadheads with set lists. There's even a fan base that tracks every unique transition and improv section. Now, here's some unique facts for you about Humphreys McGee. A few cool nuggets for you. They were one of the first jam bands to live stream concerts and encourage fan recordings. Their shows are known for intense light shows, rivaling even arena acts. They've done mash up sets like combining Talking Heads with Nirvana or Prince with Michael Jackson that show off both humor and technical genius. They've released over 20 official live albums and hundreds of downloadable show recordings. They've also carved out their own festival scene, being a staple at Summer Camp, Red Rocks, and their own curated events like UM Bowl, where fans vote on what band will play, and they improvise in themed quarters like a musical sporting event. Humphreys McGee is the thinking person's jam band, cerebral yet visceral, precise yet spontaneous. They've managed to blend prog rock's complexity with jam culture's free spirit, and they do it with relentless energy and humor. So, if you love your jams tight but adventurous, and your guitar solos just a bit dangerous, it's time to dive into the world of Humphreys McGee. This has been Shecky's Jam Bands, where the groove never stops. Don't forget to follow, share, and send me your favorite UM jams to feature on future episodes. Until next time, keep on jamming and stay weird, my friends.